Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. And I'm very excited to have everyone here. We've been doing this since June of 2014, every first Friday of the month. And I hope that those of you who show up month after month, feel free to invite all your friends and family and colleagues, because the more people we have doing this, the more powerful we are. I am excited today to have Rebecca Berry here. She led a meditation for us a couple years ago, and she's back. And Rebecca is an author. She's a live storyteller, an artist, and a professionally trained intuitive coach. And she's had work that's appeared on the Moth Radio Hour and TEDx, Asbury Park, and numerous publications like the New York Times Book Review and O Magazine. And her books have been featured in the New York Times and on NPR. Rebecca's also spent a year channeling whale messages, and I know she was putting them into a collection. We're going to see if there's any update on that here before we get going. But she's had over 20 years of experience in yoga and intuitive and mystical studies. And with her strong affinity to water, she often works with whale and dolphin energy in her intuitive and healing sessions. So when you get a chance, check out her website. It's Rebecca Berry, BARRY.net. So Rebecca, you got anything new going on, or what's happening with that whale book?
Oh, it's done. I'm just trying to figure out whether I want to self-publish it, or it's with a publisher right now, so we'll see if they want it. But I'm also releasing the messages in the I've been writing, putting them there. And I also just really want to give a shout out to David Rosenthal and Linda Shea, because they really helped me get on the track to channeling these messages and opening this connection, which has been incredibly nourishing and wonderful for me. So, for me and Wiz and everyone. But I just want to really thank you for that beautiful introduction, and also just thank everyone for being here. It always feels so good to drop into a group of people who are so connected to their hearts and want to help the world this way. It's just a really beautiful feeling when that skepticism is sort of just out of the way. And so I'm just really appreciating everyone's presence here. It's filling my heart.
Yeah. Well, take it away.
Okay. All right, so the first thing I want to say is, A, obviously, thank you for being here, but also you might want to go get, just take a second to go get a cup of water if you haven't already, because I've been told that there's going to be a point in this meditation where you're going to want to bless water, probably with song. And I think I will be, I've been sort of guided to do a chant that I learned from a friend of mine who sat with the grandmothers, the 12 grandmothers. And I believe it's a Lakota chant. And it's an invocation of greeting the water as a living being, which of course we all recognize that the water is a living entity. Just grab your water. And then while some people are grabbing water, the rest of us can just kind of take a few breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And imagine a cord coming from your tailbone down, down, down into the center of the earth. You can move around with this cord. It's just there. It's just rooting you to this beautiful, beautiful planet. Really gorgeous being that we get to be a part of. I mean, so you can just send that loving energy and that gratitude that you have for this stupendous holder, light and magnificence, really, just all these different life forms. It's kind of unbelievable. So kind of let that cord attach so that you're grounded. And then you can imagine sort of an opening in the top of your head, almost like a trapdoor opening, and then just light from the stars coming down in through that opening. And breathe into that. And let that light from the stars meet with that energy coming up from the earth. You can almost feel the place where these two energies meet in your spine. It's almost like this ecstatic dance when they find each other. And let that energy swirl around in you, you know, that you get to be this joyous connection of earth energy and light from the stars. Breathe into that. Let that light just swirl through your body. That joyful meeting. And with our bodies lit up like that, we're all going to go to a beach. So just envision yourself on this beautiful beach. I'm seeing it like a cove surrounded by cliffs, which offers some protection. And see yourself standing at the edge of water. And this water is the water of the earth. And for a moment, I just want you to look at it and witness it. And the first thing you're going to witness is what it's like now. And greet the water with your heart. The recognition of someone that you love, greet it with that. And look at this vast body of water and notice where it is now. And this might feel a little painful because we all know that the water is hurting, some of it. But the water is asking that we witness with respect. And of course we have empathy, but also just witness with respect the strength it is taking for the water to carry what it's carrying right now. So just allow that to be there. It is what it is. And now there's an acknowledgement of we're here to help. And so just take this moment to, I'm seeing people to kick off their shoes. Just dive in. Dive into this water. She's welcoming you. She's just saying, come on in. I'm happy you're here. So dive in with your full heart, with your full body energy. Just go in. And as soon as you go in, you're going to meet a creature, some kind of sea creature. It might be a dolphin. It might be a whale. It might be a penguin. I don't know. Whatever it is for you. Just find that creature who is your guide. And don't worry about breathing. You can completely breathe underwater and just go with your guide. Hop on its back, grab a fin, whatever it is, and fly. And you're going to be propelled through the water. And as you go through the water, you're going to feel and see. You're going to get a sense of the magnificence of it and a recognition that the water, too, is, as we are all waking up and our consciousness is shifting, the water, too, is waking up and its molecules are rearranging and it is shifting. And as we are understanding that we have abilities, the water in our bodies and the cells in our bodies have abilities to shift and change and almost like become more healing entities, the water, the same thing is happening for the water. And this recognition in each other is beautiful. It's just a really wonderful thing to recognize in each other. It's joyful. So lean into that feeling. And now your guide is going to take you to a place that is, it's a little darker, it's a little heavier. It's a place where the water needs your help. Some of you may be going down to the bottom of the sea. Some of you may be ending up in bays. Just find the place where you belong, where you have been called to do your healing. It's maybe a place that you've been before in another life, or maybe a place where your soul is just called now. So find that place and drop in. And right now it's you and your guide. The water might be murky, might be a little dark. So just as a reminder, you're just going to hold your arms out and your hands out and shoot a beam of light to all the other people on this call who are also in a dark place with their guide. Everybody's safe, but just to see that we're all connected in this work, let that light shoot out through your hands and feel it connect with all the others who are doing this work. You might feel you. I'm feeling my hands tingle and my heart expand. So we're all in a almost private place. We're all sort of alone, but we're all connected, which is just a beautiful reminder. And now you are going to sing to that water. And you can do this. I'm going to sing the chant that I know. You can do your own chant or you can listen to mine, whatever you want to do. But just open your heart and your throat and sing whatever healing song you know with your full, full heart to the water. The water loves, loves, loves song. Way up, way up, away, 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 away. And you may have an object that you want to put into the water, or a thought, or a prayer, or a gift. You can leave that. And the water in this place has a message for you. It's a directive, really. It's what you can do next. What your next step is in healing the seas or whatever body of water you're in. And when you're ready, and just look around and see if there's anything else you need to do. You can tell the water how much you love her, how much we love her. This is always healing. And when you're ready, you can reconnect with your guide. And just start swimming back. And as you swim back again, you may notice that there are changes and shifts in some of the places that you passed through before. You may see somebody else who's on this call flying through on a dolphin or a whale or something. You can just wave. And then soon we find ourselves back on the beach. Climb up. You can kind of shake yourself off. Say goodbye and thank you to your guide. And everyone's sort of coming out of the water, so we can all stand on this beach and reach out hands to each other. It's not quite holding hands. It's more like standing out with your arms outstretched and hands touching each other so that the heart chakra is completely open. And just feel that wave of connection flowing through everyone, and everyone's heart just shining out towards the sea. And now we can say goodbye, disconnect, not really, but a little bit. And I'm going to count everybody down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I lost numbers. 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you can wiggle your hands and fingers and toes and open your eyes and come back. And that's it. I actually have a whale message, too, that... Oh, and also, so when you come back, just take that water that held your, the water that you had, you can take that, it now has the song that you sung, and that is, and you can take that and pour that into any body of water that you want to pour it into. And that'll, the water will like that. And I do have a whale message that I wanted to share with you. So while we're all just sort of coming back, I wanted to share my most recent one because it was really profound for me, so I'll share it with all of you. And it goes, sweet ones, this time is calling on you to look past divisions and focus on finding and building kin. And by kin, we mean your relations, your heart tribe, your full soul connections. Start small. Look around you and see what you feel is kin. Perhaps it's a body of water. Perhaps it's a small stone singing softly in your garden. Perhaps it is a tree or a flower or a face you love. Or all of these. Perhaps it is a heart you love. Maybe you don't even know who this heart belongs to, but somehow you can sense it beating, maybe down the street, maybe across the world, maybe in a small city or a big town or a big city or a small town, maybe in a forest or the sea. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know. Let the beat of your heart call to that heart. Ba-boom, ba-boom. I see you. I love you. I feel you. Your heart and mine are one. This way you flow past nationalities, language barriers, manufactured borders, and different ways of being. It is simply the beat of one heart calling to another. Ba-boom, ba-boom. I see you. I love you. I know you're hurting. Don't give up. Don't give up. I've got you. Do this in a sacred space. Do it with your hand on your chest. Ba-boom, ba-boom. I see you. I respect you. You are magnificent. You are love. Don't worry about who you're talking to. Maybe this goes to someone you don't think you like. Who cares? Maybe deep down you love each other, only you forgot. So speak only with this rhythm. Ba-boom, ba-boom, I see you, I love you, your heart and mine are one. Do it each day, or maybe every other day, or twice a week, but do it. Do it. This is how you bring joy to the world. This is how you bring joy to us. Love, the whales. Okay, now I'm done.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? I mean, it's not, it doesn't come from me, so, you know, I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, and I especially love about maybe it's a rock or maybe it's a tree or maybe it's an animal or a person. You know, I mean, there are so many possibilities.
Or even someone you don't like.
Yeah. That's a little harder, but
not if you don't know you're doing it. That was my favorite part, you know. It's like all you're doing is calling out with a heart, so you don't know. You know, that was so profound for me. It's like, oh, it's so easy to love people. My personality in my mind would say, oh, not that person. But if I'm just moving from my heart and not trying to know, there's so much more available in a way. I don't know. That was really amazing for me to, you know.
That's gorgeous. And was that any particular whale, or do you just connect with sort of the whale energy?
I think it's whale energy, but when I tune in, I think I'm communicating mostly with humpbacks. I don't think I'm getting orca energy. And that one may have been, I was really upset because I'd heard that the blue whales had stopped singing. So that may have come from a blue whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I was, you know, talking, I was trying to find out what we could do to help them. And then, of course, they came back with this generous thing about us. But I think for them, you know, so much of the problem for them is all this seismic testing that's done under the water. And that really hurts them. So I think the more we can get over the idea that we have to be at war all the time and we have all these boundaries, the easier it is for them, because then we're not doing all this nonsense that really hurts them.
Right, right. And, you know, this just reminded me of something many, many years ago, probably more than 20. There was a group of animal communicators, and we used to get together, I don't even know how often it was, but maybe once a month, and do sort of some healing work for the planet. And we were sending messages like to the Navy sonar and things like that, that the vibrations they send out are only healing and loving.
Yeah,
and
great.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it just reminded me that, you know, we can send out that sort of intention and that request, that like the seismic work that they're doing, that they They only send healing, loving vibrations into the sea.
That's amazing.
So it's a way we can try and shift something that's going on, but kind of from a different perspective. And
that's
I
so
hadn't
inspiring.
Thought about that. Yeah.
Well, it's mm-hmm. really needed now. It's really needed now because the noise in the ocean. I mean, I remember mm-hmm. we've done meditations on softening that. It's
right.
getting really bad. So any practice of that, I think right now is essentially mm-hmm. is especially needed.
Right. And rather than sometimes trying to stop it,
right.
to communicate even with those machines and ask them to change their vibration to one of love and healing.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah. I had an animal communicator friend who was really distressed. She lived next to this forest, and there was actually a machine there that would just sort of go through the forest and cut down trees.
Ugh.
And on its own. And she, on a weekend when nobody was there, she went over and sat with this machine and explained to it that it was what it was doing and what it was doing to her heart and, you know, the environment and everything. And when the team came back on Monday morning, the machine wouldn't work.
So it's a good,
so,
an active listener.
Yeah. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we forget, you know, last month I actually read an old quote by Granny that says, you know, you forget how powerful you are. But mm-hmm. there is a way to work with these technologies and with these machines using your intention and an open heart to say, you know, I know you don't know what you're doing, but could you shift your vibration to something more healing and loving? And, yeah, so absolutely, you can talk to machines just as easily as a whale.
That's so cool.
And that is
great.
Yeah, that is another way we can work with those energies. So thanks for bringing that up because I, you know, it's one of those things that I've forgotten about for a long time.
Yeah, no, it's really great. That's so much, and it's so much easier than, you know, the feeling of trying to stop something that's fully in motion
right.
is very disempowering.
Right.
And
instead of fighting again.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Finding a way we can work with these technologies or energies or machines rather than fighting against them.
Mm-hmm.
Getting them on our team.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, if anybody would like to chime in or share something, maybe the message you got from your area of water, just unmute yourself, *6, and tell us your name.
Hi, this is Linda. I did actually fall asleep during this meditation, but I just wanted to share a message that a cousin of my husband's used to be with the submarines, and at one point he said that all the submarines everywhere received on their radar whales all toning at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they surmised that it was a prayer from the whales to them.
Wow.
Oh, my,
that's
you have just told
cool.
me the most wonderful thing I've heard in a long time.
That was a long
that's
time
amazing.
Ago, so it'd be great if they did that again.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Well, thanks, Linda.
Yeah.
Yes, this is Muriel on Tybee Island, and in keeping with what you were talking about communicating with the machine and getting collaboration with the people that are doing the seismic testing on those levels of powerful intention during this beautiful meditation. Really appreciated it so much, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you, Muriel. Thank you.
The body of water that pulled me to it was the Ganges River, where all of the hundreds and thousands of people go to do their holy rites in spite of the fact that the level of pollution is extraordinary in the Ganges River. And what I got is all of the heartfelt, completely soul-connected beliefs in the power of that body of water when people go to do their rituals in it, that the energy of that is able to counter the effects of the pollution. And it's really, to me, what I was getting from that too, is just the power of belief. And even the conversation you just had about that we can talk to machines and we can pray to machines and collaborate with them and collaborate with the unconscious of people who we should say forgive them, they know not what they do. And even if they know what they do, they don't really know what they do. All of a sudden, the power of that we can counter so much toxicity on so many levels with our intent and our connection with each other's heart as we go through these meditations. It's amazing what's being accomplished, but I think we cannot say enough to each other, this is really doing something.
I really, I have a little mantra that I say to myself all the time, which is take your imagination seriously, take it seriously, because that's where all the innovation happens, you know? It's like if somebody says to me, oh, you're just imagining that, I'm like, yeah, I am. Watch me. Thank you, Muriel. That's amazing. I so love that you brought that up.
Well, and just, you know, I love to take look at the expression, just your imagination, and take a big black marker pen and just out the word just.
Don't minimize that powerful, amazing thing.
And the message from the whales. Oh, sublime.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they amazing? Yeah, that one is so gorgeous. Like a prose poem. So beautiful.
Thanks, Muriel.
Yeah, thank you.
We do good.
We do. Is there somebody else who'd like to share something, perhaps a message they got from their water?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, this is Paula. I'm in New York. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. I just started crying immediately when my dolphin took me out, and I was going to the coral, the bleached coral reefs. You know, they were very sad because of the warming of the waters. And the message I got was that I personally need to go to the ocean because I haven't been all summer and talk to it. And so I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Good. Take your water.
Take my water from today.
Yeah, take your water from today. Or if you didn't have water with you, that's fine, but just take some water that you sing to or bless and take that with you and pour it in when you have your conversation.
Okay. I poured my water into my turtle tank today.
So, oh, that's fine. We do it again.
You got the water.
That's fine. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay. What a great message.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi, yeah,
yes,
I can
go
hear
ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Anne. I'm a friend of David and Linda's from like the mid-90s. And I've done a lot of dolphin and whale meditations with David. He's a wonderful, wonderful host. Mm-hmm. And I did a healing on Linda at my house in San Diego way, way, way back when. But what I wanted to share is a song that I wrote. I have a boyfriend in Algeria who only speaks French. He's learning some English. And he'll send me like a video, little clips. And so I wanted to share with everybody the song I wrote for him. I'm not going to play the guitar part. It's simple, but I'm just going to sing it for you. It's real quick.
Oh, good. Great. Yay.
We've talked about being by creeks a lot. He loves creeks, mm-hmm. and I love creeks. And so this is what I wrote him. You flow like water in my mind. Your face brings me grace every time. Never have I known the gentleness you've shown. It sparks a love that goes beyond the stars. And isn't
wow.
this something?
I love it.
Yeah,
it's so
beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, I just thought it was appropriate.
Yeah.
Because it's so sweet. And I have to tell you, while we were doing this, I felt I've had a number of head injuries and other things that I've had, big challenges with my shoulder replacement and stuff. And while we were getting ready to do this, I felt Arcturians from one side and the Pleiadians on the other. They literally put their hands on my head. Because I've had three really bad concussions, and I don't want to get Alzheimer's and all this. So I'm having to heal some really big challenges along with the water. I love water. Mm-hmm. I'm from a place called Watertown. Like the other lady, I'm reminded to go to the ocean to, you know, put the water in the sea. But I've had this idea of the cliff exactly also a long time ago. And my husband's father was the most well-known submarine officer in the Navy.
Wow.
So it's like interesting that the other lady was talking about that they all got to hear all the whale song. I think that's the most wonderful blessing I've ever heard of.
Oh my
Thank
God,
you
I get
all.
Chills every time. Yeah, that is so amazing.
And
Are
the Lakota song. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Well, no,
I'm from Watertown.
Go ahead with this.
I'm going to get off track. The Lakota, my mom used to go sit and do the sweats with them. So I would love to see on your website if you have that song again, because it was so beautiful. It's sweet.
I don't have it. I know. I learned it from a friend of mine who had sat with the grandmothers. And I don't, you know, I just have learned it to sing it.
I would love
to find out more about it. Because that's all I know. It's Lakota, it's an invocation, and I would love to find out more about it. But every time I sit by water, I have a practice of singing to creeks, actually. And I'm in upstate New York, so I don't know if you're from Watertown, upstate New York, but I sing to the creeks in this area, and that is always the song that wants to come through. There's another wonderful, wonderful water song by a woman named Bear Fox. She's from the Mohawk Nation, and that one is just very simple. It goes, I love the water, hey-ah-hey, all kinds of water, hey-ah-hey, water is precious, mm-hmm, water is precious, mm-hmm. And you can get that one on YouTube. That's her, and it's a, I love that song, too. Those are the two songs I sing to the water every time I go. And they're not, you know, I'm not from that tradition, but I love so much that tradition is out there and that I can
Oh, I just feel so grateful to everybody who passes on water songs, you know. They just feel so wonderful, like such a gift. Yeah.
It literally started to rain here right before we did this. I talk to the clouds a lot, and I ask them to rain because people have forgotten to ask.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we, like you said, dancing and singing is so good because they love it. It just harmonizes everything, like you were saying. Thank you so much for all of this today. It's amazing.
Oh, thanks so much for your song.
Yeah, it's really special. The thing what they said, sweet ones, that's what it's about. It's about this incredibly light sweetness. And that's
Yeah, I love that. They always say that. They always say sweet one. Whenever I talk to the whales, they say sweet one. And if they know that I'm collecting for a whole bunch of people, they say sweet ones. Every so often they'll say dears. But usually they really call to... I mean, and this seems so in keeping with their way of being on the planet, but just they really call to the tenderness and the sweetness in all beings, which I think is so cool. Just it's more than cool, you know. It's just like it's sort of like that's a big yes, you know.
I also seem to remember that when you're in that place, that very high, sweet place, that's when you invite the most special energies through you into the body, into your planet. When you're in that childlike energy. So I think that's what they're saying and inviting you to. This is really wonderful. I'm sorry to talk up so much. I didn't mean to.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wanted to share something before we close it up for today?
This is Sabine.
Hi, this is...
There's two people I hear. So, yes, go ahead.
I'll speak first then. Sabine, I wanted to say thank you because this... for whatever reason, I never, ever conceived of this, that to just sing... And that the whales and the dolphins can transform the harmful sounds with the, of course they can. And it's so doable and practical. It's like I feel the power of it, the love of it. And then what else came through? I live pretty close to Sandia. And there's in Los Alamos, you know, where there I hear things going off, rockets, military stuff all the time. And it's connected to all the elements, the fire and the sky and the water. And but the cranes come through here. And for me, the sound that they make is so primordial, and it kind of saved my life once to hear the sound of the cranes. And I realized that that's the same in the sky, like their sounds. And working with that could really, it just changes it. It's already happened. It's changed it.
I have to tell you, I'm getting... full body chills as you're saying that. Just yes, like full body. That's so beautiful. It's 1,000% true.
Yeah. Yeah. And my head, by the way, someone was saying the Arcturians and the Pleiadians were working. My head was buzzing too. It's been happening a lot lately, but I noticed it very, very distinctly, you know, during this meditation that we all did. And I wanted to share one other thing, although I don't remember everything about it, but I spent a few years with a person who worked for a very long time, a submariner with NOAA, and has had encounters with off-planet benevolent encounters and with cetaceans, and for whatever reason, I can't remember what it was that was going on, but he told me their submarine was in a very, they didn't know if they were going to survive, like it must have been a hurricane or something happening undersea. And this whale came, I think it was one whale, maybe with a little one with it, and the whale stayed with them for like 9 days or 12 days, and the whole time circled around the submarine and sang and was protecting them, and they got through it. That was, I'll never forget. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh, I got chills again. That's so beautiful.
So, but the idea that the structures that are in place, I mean, the entire planetary operating system has been replaced at this point and is being rebuilt energetically, but it had never occurred to me that the military technologies, to put it concisely right now, and these energetic, the sound could work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, let's get cracking on that.
No, we did, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Just the awareness is really precious. Thank you.
Yeah, you're thank welcome. You.
Okay, was there one more person who had started to say something?
Yes, this is Karen in Portland. Well, I think there's more than one Karen in Portland, but this is one of them. thank you so much for the meditation and the message from the whales. I loved that they brought this idea of kin. And immediately I thought of one of my favorite books, which is The Education of Little Tree.
Yeah, that's a great book.
Yeah.
Right? And so when we feel that, when we, you know, either just feel it or choose to send that love to another, you know, person, being, element, whatever, to use the word I kin ye, and it like claims that being as your family.
So sweet too.
It's so sweet. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that. What a great, amazing group you are. Wonderful stories. I feel so blessed by everyone. Thank you. What a magical crowd to drop into.
Mm-hmm. Well, every first Friday of the month, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So love to have you all back next month. We have somebody new on the schedule next month. She's a friend of Gentle Thunders. I think a lot of you remember Gentle. She's done a couple of meditations for us. So it's her friend, Ama Kimamila. So we'll see what she brings to the table. So I want to wish you all a very beautiful month. We'll see you again on November 7th. And thank you all so much for being here. And thank you again, Rebecca. That was beautiful and a really rich sharing at the end.
Oh, thanks. No, yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah. So I'm going to open the line so we can all have our chaotic goodbye. And happy trails, everyone.